Wednesday, October 17, 2001, 16, 18 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, 2238. Community de Los Flores, Thousand Oaks. Talking with...
Feels good to get your same papers.
I hear you. Come on over here for a moment. What I wanted to ask you was, over the years, what hospitals have you been treated? Where have you been treated by what hospitals? You've never been to any hospitals? Have you ever been to Los Robles Hospital?
I had a couple. When I was born, it was Westlake.
Okay, we'll
give you a little bit. There's no Westlake.
Yeah, Westlake Community Hospital.
I was born in the valley. I think it was like Westlake.
Okay.
But they're not there anymore.
Have you been treated by any of the urgent care centers in Thousand Oaks? What I'm wondering is, have you been treated by any medical doctor whenever you and Thomas were getting fights and you get injured? Were you ever treated by any doctors?
I just basically band-aid them.
Okay. Where did you go to the doctor at today, Hans?
That's down there.
What's the doctor's name?
This one, right here.
It should only be a couple more minutes.
On air, right?
So today you saw... the doctor's name?
I guess that would be, right?
Okay. How about any other doctors that you've seen in the past? Can you remember their names?
Just the ones that when I was pregnant
Did you?
But they're no longer around, I don't think. I mean, it's been so long.
Okay. Have you ever received any medical treatment at all when you've been injured after you and Tom got in the fights?
No, I just basically tried to grin and bear and smile.
Okay.
Band-aid and, you know.
Is there any other place you can think of where I can go get some medical records?
For who?
For yourself.
I was trying to think, because I was born in Illinois.
Okay. Is there any hospital? Did you and Thomas ever live down in the L.A. area when you were married? While you were married?
Okay. No. We were married in the Chapel of the Canyon.
Oh.
So we lived in a couple apartments, and his folks lived in a valley, one of Chatsworth homes or something.
The only other question I wanted to ask you is, you don't have to let me do this if you don't want to, okay? But you know where the bullet holes are in the door and in the side of the heater? I was wondering if tomorrow morning you would allow me to come over with an expert in bullet trajectories at about 10 o'clock in the morning so we could just measure and show the trajectories of the rounds that came into the house. Would you allow me to bring somebody over tomorrow? It's up to you. I just need you to say yes or no. If you'll allow me. Fine. One other thing that I'd like to do.
Here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Doesn't bother me.
That's okay. I mean, I told her, I said, I feel like I graduated from high school.
What this is called a consent to search form.
Okay.
And basically, I'd like to have your signature on this, if I could, giving me permission to come here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in order to bring the trajectory firearms expert to check that, if you wouldn't mind. I would just need your signature right there by the X. Tomorrow, I'd like to bring a firearms expert in to look at the holes in the walls and to make sure that there's no other problems in the house regarding the ammunition that came through and to show what trajectories it came in through at. So I'm asking to allow me to do that.
You can look at the, whatever was written up by the doctor and things and all that. It's all, in those other papers.
All I would need would be your signature next to the X.
Okay. I'm left-handed. Is that
you are?
Okay?
Oh, that's fine.
That's all right. As far as I'm concerned, I don't see any problems.
You're just going to write down here?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Can you do that before she signs?
Sure.
Did you ever meet my other client?
I believe I have, but I will before we go. She looks very familiar to me, too.
She's had all her life here, too.
I believe I may have even gone to high school with her.
You might have even gone. A lot of the teachers and some of the teachers. The teacher was a whisperer.
Okay. There you go. So as number one, we would like your permission to search, but we're really not going to search. We're just going to check the trajectory of the rounds. Your residence Avenida de los Flores, Thousand Oaks, for items relating to the matter of, this is the Sheriff's Department report number 2001-91028, to determine trajectories of ammunition that penetrated into residence. You have the right to refuse such consent. Your refusal cannot be used against you in a court of law. You can also require that we seek a search warrant before we conduct such a search. Judge may decide that there is not sufficient evidence to justify giving us a search warrant. Having in mind the foregoing, will you give us permission to conduct this search, yes or no? And I just need you to check either yes or no and sign it.
Okay.
It should only take, I don't think it'd even take 30 minutes to an hour, hopefully. Last time I did this, it went really quick.
Okay.
Like I said, it'd be tomorrow morning, which I guess is October 18th at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it's the 17th, so 10-17-0. I always forget myself. Very nice print. And I just need you to check either one of the boxes. Either yes, you give me permission, or no.
Oh,
and just
see.
Put your initials next to it.
Okay. Yes?
Yeah. Initials.
Put your initials put your initials next to it. I'll have your son sign it as a witness.
Okay.
And you can just sign right below where it says witness. How do you pronounce your last name?
Nothing easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, let's see.
16:27 hours.